All right, taking control of your money. We were looking at the seven steps that Dave Ramsey has. And this next step is investing, I guess. Investing. And I have a question. What are the different ways that you can invest your money? Which have you tried and how has it gone? So investment. Investment is really, generally we work and we earn a wage, or maybe you have a business, it makes money, and with that money you spend basically 80% of the money you make on the needs that you have, all the expenses that you have. And then you pay another 10% towards church or towards God, that's your tithe. We'll talk about that in the next session. But you invest about 10% in your future. I already talked about the IRA. IRA, at least in our country, in the United States, is a way to invest your funds. And it has all to do with taxes and saving taxes in your future. But how exactly do you invest? What things do you invest? I mean, your own business is technically not an investment, although it could be. In some ways, your best investment is to invest in yourself. You can either invest in what you're doing, your own company, or some idea that you have, or you're investing in other people's ideas, other people's companies. So, for example, Apple is one of the most successful companies in the world. But you don't have to be Steve Jobs. You don't have to invent computers and sell computers and make them out of your garage. You can just invest in a company that already exists. And when they make money, you make a certain percentage of money because you're just helping them in a way by giving them capital, helping them make money. So, I mean, the investment that you have the most control over is the investment that you make in yourself, but not everyone feels comfortable with that. Not everyone has a great idea. Not everyone is a business owner or an entrepreneur. And so I want to look at some of the other ways. Certainly investing in yourself. I've done a little bit of that. I have a Bible business. I have in my garage, I have three blade cutters. I have binding machines that will, you know, take a book and, you know, bind the cover on, and then the cutting machines cut it, and I make personalized Bible products for churches, for mission organizations that want a Bible product with their cover on it. I help design it. I have a computers that, you know, design software. You can make, you know, assemble, you know, a nice cover and pictures, and I have people that can print that. So it's like a little business that I invest in myself. I have to pay money into myself, and that investment makes some money. But the kinds of investments I want to talk about really are the ones where you're investing in other people's ideas. And we do this in many different ways. One way is an easy way. They're called mutual funds. Mutual funds, a manager will assemble a number of companies all together. So they'll buy a little bit of Apple stock, a little bit of Microsoft, a little bit of Ford automaker company. They'll buy like maybe hundreds of different companies that they put into a big group. And now you're buying so many shares in this big group. So you don't just own one company. You own a little bit of 200 companies or 500 companies. And there's a manager that buys and sells and watches the market. So you're not watching the market. You're not an expert in all these companies. But you're, in a way, you're hiring an expert to do all that work for you. And, you know, there's a saying, don't put all your money in one basket. And when you invest in a mutual fund, you're putting your money into many baskets. Maybe this company will crash and burn, but you only have a part of your investment into that company. You have all these other companies that you're invested in. And so a mutual fund is the easy way to go. You set it up. You basically, you know, you get a quarterly statement to see how things are going. But it doesn't require a lot of work. And then, you know, so much of your income you can keep investing in these mutual funds. So then it's about picking out the right mutual fund. And some mutual funds have a cost that you're paying a percentage of whatever you make to the one managing it, and others don't have much of a cost. So I would look for the ones that don't have much of a cost, and you can talk to a financial planner if you want to know what mutual funds. But mutual funds is one good way to go. Another way to go is to buy stocks and sell stocks yourself. And these days it's easy to do. There's different apps and so on. You can go right online. You put so much money in there, and then you can move that money around and buy and sell your own stocks. I mean, before it was impossible to do. When my father started doing this, it took a long time to buy and sell. It cost $100 or $200 to get in and $200 to get out. Now it costs like $3 to get in and out. So, and it's instant. You can do it instantly. You can buy and sell instantly. So I have mutual funds in my retirement account, but since maybe 15, 20 years ago, all the money that I would put towards retirement, I put in a fund where I managed it, and I would buy and sell my own stocks. Now, you have to know your companies. You have to, babysit it. You have to know what's going on. Things go up, things go down. Knowing when to buy, knowing when to sell. You have to have a bit of a business mind in order to do this. And you have to be willing to handle loss. Things go up, things go down. And you have to be willing to ride that and believe in the best. Now, one easy way to invest in stocks yourself is to just invest in like the Dow Jones. And you're investing in the whole market. It's kind of like investing in mutual funds, where you're investing in a lot of stocks all at one time, so you're not tied to one thing. Some people recommend that way to go. There's bonds. I've never done a lot with bonds, so I'm not an expert on these things. On this investment thing, I don't want to be your financial advisor here. I'm just trying to make you familiar with the topic so that you can start doing your own research. Another thing to invest in is real estate. So property, houses. So I own, with one of my sons, we own 10 acres together. We have a barn, and we've owned that for about 10 years. We got a good deal on it. We built the barn, and so, but we have to pay taxes on it, but it's been a good investment. With my other son, we bought 40 acres in northern Michigan, and has a house on it. We're trying to restore that, and, there's investment and hard work there. And we hope to use the property, and we hope to rent it out. And I got into the whole rental business with my brother, who likes that kind of business. We have two places in Georgia that we bought, and one in Florida. Then I have the one up north, and we do Airbnb, and it does really well. So we bought these properties. They needed a lot of work, so we spent months fixing these things up, which you have to have some capital to do that. These are capital intensive. And then we started renting them out, which requires another skill. So now income is coming. So, and our goal is to make 10% on our money. So if we can make 10% on our investment, we think that's a good way to go. And also the value of the properties. These properties, since we bought them, have maybe doubled in price. So we doubled our money just owning the thing. So property has been a good thing. Now, there's bubbles and there's issues. You buy something and you can have a problem and you didn't know about it. Or 5 weeks ago, hurricane came through Georgia and it whipped up a tornado and it ripped half our roof off. So, you know, there's some challenges with any kind of investment. But anyway, that, you know, that's another way to invest. So I'm just giving you the broad general swoop of things. The goal, I guess, if you understand the concept of investing, investing is about interest. Okay? If I have $100,000 and I do something with that money, how can that $100,000 be worth $110,000 a year from now? When I say I'm trying to make 10% on my money in a year, that's what I'm talking about. I have something that's worth $10,000. How can it be worth $11,000 at the end of this year? Whether it's through rent, whether the value goes up, whether, you know, the stock goes up or the mutual fund goes up, something in the equation here has to go up by 10% in order for me to feel like it. Now, 10% is really good. Okay, if you got 5%, that's probably good too. But that's, you know, that's just sort of the standard that we've set, and you know what we're going for. So I don't know, you know, and you know, my dad was a businessman. He started 20 different companies, so I have a little bit of that. My brother has that. So it's fun for us. Okay, for others, it's nothing but a headache to own a piece of land, to rent to people, to have problems, to have a tornado rip half your roof off. You know, and then what do you do? You know, would just take the fun right out of life. So understanding who you are, understanding how entrepreneurish you are, how you handle difficulties, the ups and downs of things, and the country that you're in. For some of you, just starting a little store, you know, in the front of your house would be the way to go, buying a few things and reselling them. And investment doesn't have to be huge. It can be some small little thing. You know, kids make, they buy some lemonade and they make a stand. That's an investment. They have some material costs, and then they try to expand that material cost into profit. And that's what investing is. So it can be small things. It can be little things. But it's all about helping your money grow. Most people don't get rich by working, you know, wages. You can only get so far. Most people have acquired wealth by investing in other things other than what you are doing. You can only do so much with the time that you have. But when you invest money, you're investing in other gifted people. And there's so many gifted people. Why not help them succeed? And then in the process, they help you succeed. So this is, I just wanted to touch on this topic. There, you know, maybe 10% of your income, you know, you see towards working towards investments. And again, that's towards your future when you retire, or when you retire from your job and now you can give more to the Lord, get more involved in kingdom work because your needs are being taken care of. So in the next lecture, we'll talk about step 7, which is giving.